Look, I suppose, Sean, it was a combination of a number of factors. You know, I tell the story of people are probably sick of this now, of the 75-year-old woman in Cline that I knew very well, and she approached me, and you know, you could see that the woman was terrified of somebody hearing the conversation we were about to have, and she just spoke about how she wasn't feeling too well, and had I any books or tapes or anything that I could recommend to her. And like, I was to myself saying, you know, this woman is 75 years of age, she's walking on this earth a long time, and she's still terrified of what people might think, that she has some bit of a difficulty with her mental health. And like, you know, it's troubling enough to be enduring whatever's going on, whether it's anxiety or depression or whatever, you know, but to have that added fear that somehow people might discover that you're going through it. So that was obviously one of the factors. Then obviously we had the death of the Hurler in Galway, and it's something that I had in my mind for a number of months. It was basically trying to get the time to do it was the main issue. And as I said, it was the bank holiday Monday, the day off work, and I'd obviously, these other things were floating around my brain, and I said, look, it's about time to put pen to paper.
And was it a big decision to make to come out so publicly and to talk so candidly about your depression?
No, absolutely not. Look, I keep hearing these words, bravery and all that, you know, and that's absolutely, like, I'd be the first, you know. Christy Ring once said that being modest is only looking for praise twice, so if it was a brave, I'd be the first person to be saying it. So it was absolutely not my part, because it's, you know, I'm very comfortable in my own skin, and I'm very comfortable about this issue. You know, all the people in my locality would know my story, you know, and anybody has ever asked me, I've never hesitated in speaking about it or helping people that might be struggling and all that. So there was zero brave in my part, and I'd love to say there was and all that, but the definition of courage for me is feeling fear and doing it anyhow, you know. But I had absolutely no fear or doubts or hang-ups, you know. I didn't speak to anyone or told anyone. I didn't mention to my family, my mum and dad. I just briefly mentioned it to Don Logan the Saturday night, because I think he was heading to the funeral the following day of Niall from Galway, and just mentioned that I was going to be putting something together, and he thought it was a good idea, you know.
And it's had a huge reaction. Are you surprised by the reaction that you've got?
I'm not surprised by the reaction in terms of the amount of people that are contacting me or sending me emails or writing me letters, because, as I say, if people in my area know my situation, and so they're comfortable coming to me, maybe discussing things that they wouldn't say to others. And so if East Cork is a microcosm of what the country is, you know, I'm very aware of the huge amount of people that are inflicted with mental health issues. I suppose the one thing is surprising is the media coverage that it's gotten, you know, Germany and Australia and America and these places, you know, that wanting to do talks and documentaries and stuff. So it's obvious that it's not just something that's associated with Ireland, you know.
And I mean, a lot of people, young men in particular, do find it difficult to talk about their feelings. What would you say to them if they are feeling depressed?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose there's a certain wisdom in that, you know, because since we were young boys, we're probably told and indoctrinated by society that, you know, boys don't cry and you battle your feelings and all of those things, you know. So it's something that's ingrained in our society from a young age, and so it's obvious that that's the reason a lot of men are afraid to speak about it. So look, all I can say is that I can understand the fear and terror that's associated with admitting and facing up to the fact that you're struggling and that you might need some help. It's an absolute terrifying place to be, but it's a tremendous act of courage to take that first step, and it's a tremendous act of kindness to yourself. And the incredible thing is that if you can get yourself onto that path and find whatever help it is, whether it be a psychiatrist or a therapist or a tablet or whatever it is that helps you to get on that path to trying to realise your real and authentic self, well then, you know, your whole world eventually over a period of time will transform, and the world will no longer be that frightening place to be, but somewhere that you're excited about and enthusiastic about and really pleased to be in.
We hear things like, you know, depression can affect everyone, and, you know, it's okay not to feel okay. Like, were there any triggers with you, or was it just something that you hit upon when you were a teenager?
Yeah, well, look, for me, my depression was a gradual decline into that valley of darkness, you know. It wasn't just any one thing, you know. I obviously experienced an awful lot of bullying when I was younger, and that would have been one of the issues I have now. I had a lot of issues, and I still have some. I don't think it's an ending process for everybody, no matter whether you are experiencing depression or not. But obviously, I also speak about, you know, I had a very unhealthy relationship with hurling, you know, because an awful lot of my self-esteem and my sense of value was tied up in my hurling. And obviously, it's a huge thing down where I come from, you know. People live and breathe the GAA down in Cline. And so all of those little things that I was using as crutches for my sense of self, well, as those things slowly started to be taken away from me, I was left with a huge void and a depression in my life.
And when you were going through that, did you talk to your family about it?
No, absolutely not. I didn't discuss it. I became an expert at, you know, some people at that age are learning about maths or different things like that. I became an expert at concealing what was going on, you know. The panic attacks I was getting and this depression that I was falling into. And the reality is, you know, this is 15, 16 years ago. We had no internet or mobile phones. I didn't know what was happening to me. I didn't know what panic attacks were. I didn't know what depression was. So, you know, even if I had felt like saying it to them, I wouldn't have even had the vocabulary to tell them what was going on with me, you know.
And that must have made it worse that you were trying to deal with all of these emotions on your own.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we all know ourselves that a problem shared is a problem halved, you know. So this was something that was battling up inside me, and it was an absolute incredible pressure within my body and mind, you know.
And when you did finally tell your family, what was their reaction like?
Well, I suppose I didn't really tell them, to be honest. I was inside and work, and I just had a breakdown inside and work, and arrived home, and you know, in a mess, an absolute mess. And I think that that was kind of I won't say it was the first thing. I've no doubt that my mum and dad would have sensed, people around me would have sensed, that I hadn't been right over a period of time, and so there was obvious signs there. But this was kind of the culmination of it all. You know, arriving home from work one morning in a car with my boss, and just in an absolute devastating state. You know.
What age were you then?
It would have been 19 years of age, maybe just 18, just turned 19, you know.
And do you think that if you had a talk to somebody before that it wouldn't have got to that stage?
I don't know. I don't know. I you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing. I'm not sure, you know. All I do know is that nowadays, you know, there's an absolute incredible amount of services that are available to people. No, I know that they're not what they need to be, and that there needs to be more, but there's certainly far more than what was there in my time, you know. So I've no doubt nowadays that speaking and talking, people are far more. I see with young lads inside my club, you know, they're far more open and more in touch with themselves than probably we ever were at that age, you know. So definitely times are different now, you know.
And how are you now?
Excellent. Look, I've had the last 12 years of my life have been absolutely fantastic. You know, I've travelled the world, seen places that I'd never seen before, had a fantastic career at my club, fell back in love with hurling, and made some great teammates, went back to serve my time as electrician, and went to college by night, and you know, got a promotion recently into an engineering role. So life is really very good. I've no doubt that there's, you know, like everybody, things won't be perfect all the time, and I'm fully aware of that. But the great thing now is that, you know, I'm able to, you know, take the good times and the bad times and go with them. And absolutely, the last 12 years have been absolutely tremendous.
And are you glad now that you've spoken out about it?
Yeah, look, as I say, it's not something that, you know, it's not something that I was ever, you know, concerned about anybody knowing about, because anybody, as I say, anybody ever mentioned it to me, I was always very open about it. But definitely the reaction that I've gotten from people, and look, I suppose the main and the most important thing out of this is the people that are showing absolutely incredible bravery, that are going to their doctors and going to support groups and going to their family. And I've seen that in the emails I'm getting, and every day there's just, you know, new messages and new mails of people saying, look, I've finally taken that step, looking to get that bit of help. And that's the absolute most pleasing. That was the original intention of the article, to try and give people that bit of hope that you could be experiencing this and come out the other side, and also help to reduce a bit of the taboo and stigma that's associated with mental health.